Lycopere County residents have raised concerns on the affordable housing program and the fate of the houses should the contributor die before the intended house is allocated. During a public participation exercise in Nanyuki Town at NGCDF Hall, residents, Ms. Lucy Ngangiri and Paul Mbugwa said the regulations should be clear on who would benefit upon the demise of the contributor. Ms. Ngangiri said there was need for an elaborate plan to ensure the family benefits, if the administrators of the housing project will allocate a house at the initial stage in the construction. The matter is a thorn in the flesh that the contributors need to be aware of the projects they are investing in. This would ease litigation issues should the contributor pass on, before completion of the project, said Ngangiri. Mr. Mbugwa asked the administrators to consider taking the contributors to the projects for first-hand information. We the civil servants are a majority in remitting contributions towards the project, yet we have the least information pertaining to the housing program, said Mwangi. Sarah Mumbi said there was a need for the consideration where the beneficiaries will be allocated a house and special preference to persons with special needs. There are people interested in having several houses in various parts of the county and thus need to have information where they will be allocated, said Mumbi. Central Regional Affordable Housing Director Albert Gakuru told Nanyuki residents that an open day will be planned to allow the public to tour the projects countrywide. The Nanyuki Housing Project has 200 units and is 50% complete and expected to be completed by November. In the digital platform, Gakuru explained that the public are free to select a unit of their choice as they make payment. Lycopere County will benefit from 2,200 housing units with additional 2,000 units to be developed at Nyahururu and Rumuruti towns. The regulations before the Senate and Parliament require public input and this is why we are on the ground collecting public views, said Gakuru. Other projects that will be undertaken for the benefit of the residents include facelifting Bungoma Primary School and Inoro Girls Secondary School. Modern markets in various parts of the county will also be constructed and a student hostel at Lycopere University.